U.S. Navy SEALs in Iranian weapons seizure mission declared deceased. By Christina Wong on January 22, 2024. The U.S. military has ended its search for two Navy SEALs after they went missing during a mission in the Arabian Sea to interdict Iranian weapons headed for Yemen, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said Sunday. "We regret to announce that after a 10-day exhaustive search, our two missing U.S. Navy SEALs have not been located and their status has been changed to deceased," the command said in a statement. The search and rescue operation for the two Navy SEALs reported missing during the boarding of an illicit dhow-carrying Iranian advanced conventional weapons January 11 concluded and we are now conducting recovery operations, it said. "We mourn the loss of our two naval special warfare warriors, and we will forever honor their sacrifice and example. Our prayers are with the SEALs' families, friends, the U.S. Navy, and the entire special operations community during this time," said Army General Michael Gorilla, CENTCOM commander. According to the Associated Press, the SEALs were part of a raid on an unflagged ship carrying illicit Iranian-made weapons to Houthi forces in Yemen. Officials told the outlet that one of the SEALs had fallen into the sea during boarding and another SEAL went in after him to try to save him. The pair began their mission while Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was still in hospital being treated for complications from surgery for prostate cancer. They had boarded from small special operations combat craft launched from the USS Lewis B. Puller, a mobile sea base, officials said. They were supported by drones and helicopters. CENTCOM said the mission was conducted at night, near the coast of Somalia. During the mission, SEALs seized Iranian-made ballistic missile and cruise missile components. Seized items included propulsion, guidance, and warheads for Houthi medium-range ballistic missiles and anti-ship cruise missiles, which the Houthis have used to target U.S. military and commercial ships in the Red Sea. CENTCOM said on January 16 called the mission the first seizure of lethal Iranian-supplied advanced conventional weapons, ACW, to the Houthis since the beginning of Houthi attacks against merchant ships in November 2023. The interdiction also constitutes the first seizure of advanced Iranian-manufactured ballistic missile and cruise missile components by the U.S. Navy since November 2019. The direct or indirect supply, sale, or transfer of weapons to the Houthis in Yemen violates UN Security Resolution 2216 and international law, it added. U.S. Navy forces sunk the unflagged vessel afterwards and detained the 14 crew members. Disposition of the 14 Dow crew members is being determined in accordance with international law, it said. Gorilla said of the seizure, "It is clear that Iran continues shipment of advanced lethal aid to the Houthis. This is yet another example of how Iran actively sows instability throughout the region in direct violation of UN Security Resolution 2216 and international law. We will continue to work with regional and international partners to expose and interdict these efforts, and ultimately to re-establish freedom of navigation," he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.